Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Yeah, what he said. Hi, Mudtoe here, and this is my show, Uncommon, the Uncommon Shaman. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for joining me tonight. For being on the radio, I must work on my elocution. Thank you for joining me on the radio tonight. 30 minutes of just nonstop chuckles. Let me see. It's like that. That was I steal those little plugs from Chief Iggy. Obviously, he uses them on his Monday radio show. And they're all here, so sometimes I go, just grab one. Lots of fun stuff on here. Let me see if I had. Yeah, here are the ones I had last week was my music show, and I really haven't had any feedback on that, although I noticed I did have 7 listens, which is 7 times as many as I'd had the previous week, so that's good. I think a lot of that is the holidays and whatnot, and I'll just go on thinking that if you don't mind. But that's if you weren't listening, I'll give you just a taste. This is recorded at the New Year's Eve drum circle that Chief Iggy held, and just got some snippets of it and listened to each one and kind of gave one a I did give each one a title. Just this is nothing that happened at the time the music was being played. It's just something that that was just suggested to me. And this is one I entitled Daughters of Circe because we had some dancers there who were doing a dance during this, and this gives it an interesting energy, which I like quite a bit. So I'm just going to play a few seconds of it here for you and just give you the flavor. And it really is a shame that, I understand that to put these things on the server at Blog Talk, I'm sure they have to compress it, and it just doesn't sound like the original files do. So I've been wondering maybe about a CD. You know, run that past Iggy. I'm not exactly sure. I'll be use it as maybe as just something as promotional or perhaps even fundraising for the old station here, because this is listener supported radio. I have to run that idea past Iggy. He has not been available here the past week, unfortunately. His father-in-law passed away. I don't think he would object to me mentioning that on the radio, but guess I'll know on Monday when his show comes back around again. I would imagine if he doesn't talk about it at all, then maybe I shouldn't have talked about it. Gosh, I should. It's the freedom that's given to you by having a show that practically nobody listens to. As I can say whatever I feel like I need to say, and it's not going to nobody's going to know about it because nobody heard it. But condolences to Chief Iggy and his family. I think actually you probably will hear quite a bit more about that on the show on Monday. If I know Iggy, he'll want to speak about that. And he'll take calls, and people can share their own experiences. And they'll do Iggy and Adriana and Two Crows will do readings for you. It's a fun show. And it's on Mondays, typically at 6, sometimes at 7. If you check the listing on the Blog Talk, it'll tell you. Once Iggy actually sets up the show, but here I am with my little Friday evening show, sitting here wondering and worrying, which I'm trying to let go of the wondering and worrying because supposedly there's an ice storm coming through the Midwest tonight, and I had travel plans on the weekend. They're not not imperative. It's something that I could do any time. But ice storms are a mess. I would rather have snow than ice any day of the week. Because snow, you can brush off the car. Ice, you got to do all this scraping thing, and then then maybe you can't even get into the car. And then you got to, you know, drive with no traction. It's no fun at all. I was driving, this has been many years ago, I was driving to work once and heard, it was like out in the country, and heard the kind of, not really popping. This is sort of noise. It's different. You hear the noise of the rain on your car, and then all of a sudden it's ice, not rain, or starting to become ice, and it gets that different sound to it, you know, kind of cracking kind of sound. So I started to hear that sound. I says, "Geez, I probably ought to slow down." And just at that very moment, I came to a curve in the road, and the road was already ice covered. And I turned my steering wheel, and the car didn't turn. It just kept going straight. And I went off into the cornfield and slid quite a distance through the corn and into a culvert. And my car ended up just pointing right out of the culvert, so I could drive straight out. And the only casualty was one of my parking lights was left behind. It got popped out of the little hole that it sits in. I never even knew it was. I didn't see any debris or anything. It was just a wire kind of hanging there. So. Thanks to whoever it was who was watching out for me that day, because you know I went off the road at full speed and on the ice. So I do take care when it comes to the ice. So if there's any possibility at all that I'm going to be dealing with ice, I'm probably just going to cancel my travel plans for the weekend, put them back till next weekend, and. That would be the end of it. You know, I got the thing I'm worried about mainly, and I'm actually going to go out. I'm going to do the North Carolina thing and go out after the show is over and get some groceries, because actually I do have quite a bit, but I don't have any milk. I'd run my milk all the way down because I was going to be gone for a few days, right? And I don't let the milk sit there and spoil. So if, you know, it's possible I am going to be here, you know, but I'm not going to be taking that trip this weekend. I don't want to be stuck, you know, frozen in and no milk in my house. So that is going to be my task once I'm done here, is to go on out and get those not 9/11. What kind of supplies would they be? I had it and it's gone. My mother and father did this. It was because, you know, Y2K, that's it. Y2K, because, you know, everybody's afraid, you know, everything, all the electronic devices in the world were going to crash at the same time. So they had put in the water and dry food and all that down in the basement. And I knew they were actually pretty quiet about theirs, but I knew a lot of people who were very sort of demonstrative about the amount of food that they had put away. I'd say, well, maybe you don't want to, you know, be quite that vocal about it, because you might be making yourself a target. And said, you're kind of lording it over on me. You know, you don't have you don't have any food, do you? I said, no, but I could go and get a gun, and then I could have your food. I wouldn't do that, but there are a lot of people who would. See, the person with the biggest gun is the one who's going to be collecting the followers and going around and getting everybody's all the supplies everybody has put away so carefully. I'm afraid that's just sort of the way it is. So anyway, I don't want to. I want to go out and do my. I mean, be stealthy about it, and just go to the UDF. It's a couple blocks down the road. I usually avoid the UDF. That's a couple blocks down the road. Because about 95% of the time I go there, I get panhandled, and I have all sorts of compassion for the homeless. But when a homeless person approaches me, I just freak. I just don't have I don't have the strength to actually act on those convictions. I get to, no, get away. So it takes something of a bit of an emergency, or a bit of a concern anyway, to get me out. To get me out to the UDF and get my milk and stuff. But I shall do it, because I could go to Giant Eagle's open. I think it's open till like 2 in the morning. The big, there's a Kroger and there's a Giant Eagle. I don't think we have a Target in the area anymore, but I think there's a Walmart too. All those things might be open till like way past midnight. So I wouldn't necessarily have to. It would be some, I would have to be traveling out I'm live, and this is, I'm going, as I'm saying this, and I shouldn't do that because I do not multitask well at all, but I'm scanning through my sounds, my sound effects as I'm talking to you. Dawn Dancing Otter. See, I saw her. Well, that's how I've been occupying myself. First of all, I put together a writing schedule for my blog, because I originally said I was going to write on the blog every day, and I knew that wasn't going to last. But I did, I've committed to do 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday is my radio day. Saturday is my day for reflection and meditation. And then Sunday, I'm going to post an old blog entry, you know, something that maybe speaks to something that's happening now. So that's the way that's going to work. And I got through my first week on that schedule with no blips, including I did some actual fiction short stories type writing that I shared on the blog. And I think it's the first of that kind of writing I've done in a couple of years. So I was trying to get that cranked up so we can get the book done and I can become a famous person. It's not about being a famous person. It's about having a book. But anyway, you got Winnie the Pooh stuff up on here. SEG, I'm not sure what SEG means. Soundscape Dreams, Song, Star Wars. All this stuff, I don't even know where this stuff comes from. But I guess this must be approved. You know, you can use it on... And here's the other Windows break. Let me see if I can find... This is the one I discovered last week because I put in a break for myself because I've been the show ended up being long because I wanted to play, you know, more music than I could get in 30 minutes. Let's see if this is it here. There we go. Mudtoe Funk. Well, anyway. So I'm down. I didn't find what I was looking for. So I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, I was on the... what was I talking about? I was talking about my writing, and then... So that's been keeping me busy on Facebook. And then... I was getting a little bit depressed because the friend count keeps going down, you know, like every few days I lose one, I lose another one. I'm presuming it has to do with the outcome of the election. So I said, dag nabbit. I got on there and I started searching for new friends and found a lot of people. It started off with people who were at the drum circle. And then it started from them led to other people who were sort of in their circle, but they also knew a few people. That's kind of my thing. I like to, if I'm going to ask somebody to join my list, I want them to at least be, you know, some common friends. It's not just somebody I'm walking out and you know, I'm just totally out of the blue. And I've built up about 20 new, I'm almost up to 400 now. I don't know that I've ever been over 400 before. I've tickled 400, but I've never been over it. So I'm gonna keep after it because I'm finding, you know, lots of these people in this sort of circle are very happy to friend you if you've never messed with them before. And also, I found musicians are very musicians and artists, so people who post a lot of their art online and talk about, you know, where their art is going to be shown. They tend to pretty much, I think, probably friend anybody who asks. That's fine. I had a couple conversations, nice conversations on the instant messenger. Haven't done that for a while. So that's, it makes me feel like I'm not, you know, like I'm less isolated in this little apartment here. And you, who knows, maybe I'll actually meet some of these people someday, although most of them are in Cincinnati. That's where this couple came from. They came up to the New Year's Eve party, and he's a drummer, and she's also a drummer, but she's a dancer. She's one of the dancers I was talking about, lots of you know, sort of yoga positions, and you know calling energy down and calling in energy in, and there were like three or four ladies who were doing this, and just because I knew I recognized her. I'd seen her at the her and her husband at the Day of a Thousand Drummers 2 or 3 years ago, and she remembered it too, and she remembered it was raining that day, so that was fun. And so they were like among the first. I don't think they were exactly the first two, but they were among the first two that I'd asked. And then I've been, you know, getting you know, add this friend, you know, for a lot of people who were connected through them. So it's worked out very nicely. And they come up from Cincinnati, and sometimes they bring other people as well. So it might not be such a bad idea, although, you know, the whole cash situation is kind of a bummer right now. But when that gets better and I can afford to put a little bit of gas in the car, maybe that's a road trip I could take. And I'd also thought, you know, this a lot of very interesting people of this ilk. Is that the right word? I think it's the right word. A lot of interesting people that we don't. I mean, I know and I get used to the people who are in Columbus. We call them the Southern tribe, the ones who live down in Cincinnati, and we only really see them at the Ash Cave drummings and so forth, or when they come up for 1,000 drummers. So it might be nice to take a little pilgrimage down there and see what goes on in good old Cincinnati. Now, the other thing I've been doing in my home is, you know, all my social life and activities and everything seems to revolve around Facebook now, which is disconcerting only because there's so much crappy political stuff on there. And I mean, there's a little bit of intelligent discourse, but mostly it's just people, you know, hating each other and flinging mud at each other and stuff. And it gets to where I almost hate to get on there because it's all, you know, easily half of the posts that I see are, you know, Trump sucks, Obama sucks, anybody who doesn't like Trump sucks, you know, that kind of thing. So what I've started doing, you know, Facebook has said, you know, they have this little toggle you can hit, and it's, you know, they say, help us, you know, design the posts that you see, which is, you know, I don't really want them to design the posts that I see. I would really rather see everything that my friends put up, but I realize that could run into, or having you have access to it, to be able to search. Wouldn't that be great to be able to search posts? I'd love to be able to search my own posts. They're old posts I'd love to be able to find, and I can't. But anyway, you're supposed to be able to click, you know, you say, if you don't, I don't like this post, you know, hide this post, unfriend the person who sent it to me. Now, I'm not going that far. I haven't unfriended anybody. But I'm going, like, basically every hostile political post that I see, I did this for about 20 minutes before we went on the air here. I'm just clicking to, you know, hide this post. So I'm hoping I will notice a difference. Maybe not now, but maybe if I do it for a while, I'll notice a difference in the quality of the post that I'm getting there. I keep hiding all the ones that are nasty Trump. You know, the preponderance of them were, you know, against Trump before, but there's more of them coming back that are pro Trump. They're kind of odd. This kind of, you know, gleaming eyed, just looking up with the big doughy eye, not doughy, but doe eye. The big, you know, it's like they're looking up at him, and all that, with just the reverence with the worship. And that's, I just, boy, this is really, it's really kind of scary. But just so I don't want to see, because I know it's out there. I'm just going to say I'm not hiding it. I am hiding from it because I don't want to see it. But I think I've seen enough of it. And, you know, perhaps if I, you know, just check in every once in a while and see how things are going with the insanity that has become everyday life, that I wouldn't be considered a hermit. I may be considered a hermit anyway. It's, let's see. Somebody just sent me something on Facebook. Let me look at that. David Rutland likes a link that I shared, the link to this show. So I wonder if he's listening. Are you listening, Mr. Rutland? Mr. Two Crows, Mr. David Two Crows? I don't see anything on the switchboard. Maybe not. I don't know. This is awful late for us old folks. The old show I did at midnight, that was terrible. I was like half falling asleep halfway through the show, which is probably what the people listening were doing too. But anyway, I may have to, 10 minutes left, I may have to play one of these cuts for you again. Here they are. These are the titles I gave. And some of them aren't from the New Year's Eve. Some of them are from Ash Cave Drumming. I said, Romancing the Stones, ha ha ha. And that was a cave one. The Daughters of Circe, I always told you. Equinox, Fat Moon Dancing, Ghost Warrior Dance, Lima Street Fight. And then that's from something else. Primal Scream, and Sachipapi. Sachipapi is a dish that they used to serve at the restaurants, like hot dogs and French fries, and it's very kind of spicy. It's Sachipapi. And so this song kind of seemed spicy to me, so that's the title I gave it. Sachipachi, Sachipapi. There we go. I had thought, you know, my thought was there might be more music. Like if I go down to Cincinnati and I record, you know, something going on down there, that might end up being a music show. Or, you know, when I started this show, I had thought, you know, I'd be doing quite a few more interviews. I don't think I've done an interview for the show here. Maybe that's, you know, some people who have some interesting things that they do, some light worker. Was it Carrie Ann? What is her name? I saw on her Facebook pages she had a very interesting occupation. I'm not even going to say what it is because I couldn't begin to tell you what it means. I can take a couple guesses, but I want her to explain it. So I think I'm going to go after her as an interview, her and her husband. Just, you know, what are they, you know, this sort of life, doing this, go running around doing drama and drummings and doing these other things that they do, and the other thing that she does that I want her to talk about. So I think that's might just be the starting point for those interviews. But then I have to find a way to get down there or do the interview at a time when they're up here. These are the things that we have to think about and to arrange. Else is going on. I'm trying. I haven't worked for a month, so I need to work because, you know, the money has run out, and I get enough. You know, I get enough from the housing people to keep my lights on, keep the heat on. But then mostly, I mean, you can't make the scene if you don't have the green, you know, that's so, it gets kind of dull sometimes. And a lot of what we do, you know, I go, Twilight Evening Star and I go to the mall and walk. Before we went to the park, but it's too cold now. So we went to the mall and walked, but into, she had a little cash, and she could buy a couple of things, but I couldn't. In fact, she had to buy me a sandwich from Wendy's. And she remarked on how odd it is for her to be around someone who actually has, you know, less money than she does, because she's not rolling in the cash either. But she said, "Boy, she always seems to be better set than I am." You know, I did, felt like I did everything I was supposed to do, but here I am. I start looking at the, you know, letting the China thing go, because I haven't heard from them in quite a while. Open up the other possibilities. I know my number one was the library. Another one was the casino, which, you know, I don't feel as strong a connection with as I do the library, but I've talked to a number of people who work there, and they seem to like it a lot. So, they felt that there are places for all kinds of different people, and, you know, it doesn't look like they're observing this, you know, the unwritten "we won't hire anybody over 50" rule. So, we'll look at that too. Oh, I had. I put in, this is over the internet, as a job, writing letters that were to go to Congress. You're writing letters, and they're on behalf of other people who don't write letters very well. You write the letter for them, their name goes on it, and it goes to Congress. So to qualify to do this, I had to pass, there's like a grammar quiz and a, you know, spelling quiz and a usage quiz. And I got through all those okay. And then I got the punctuation quiz, and I got a 9 out of 12, which wasn't good enough for them. So, sorry, we can't go anything. You get one shot, and that's it. So I guess we think about, the activists of the future, and it's nice to know that, you know, with these people in charge, they'll know where all their comments are supposed to go. But anyway, this thing seems like, you know, as with so many things, you wonder why people in authority decide to focus the things they focus on. Nod, it's so on. I do have one day. I have one day of work coming up on January 31st. It's only 2 hours. So that's what I got. I got $34 of income coming in the next 3 weeks. Just my birthday is coming. Probably score a little cash there. But still need, if I'm going to get this social life going, I gotta figure this out. Gotta get some legal tender coming in, because I think I'll talk about, you know, sit and talk with my therapist about it. Well, what can you do so you're not sitting? Because I said, I don't, it depresses me to sit in the apartment all day. What can you do? And I thought, you know, it would be fun to do. You go to, you know, pottery classes or whatever you can, but, you know, things cost money. You gotta pay for the pot or pay for whatever it is you're making. I had a friend who did copper. They did necklaces out of copper, and you know, with you know, like snipping it and putting them in you know, in different configurations and whatnot. And then, boy, I looked at that in their pamphlet. Boy, that was like $80-$85 class, because you know, that's how much the materials cost. But I think, yeah, it might be fun. And of course, you know, you always see in the television commercials or whatever, you meet the love of your life in the pottery class. So yeah, one never knows. These things might happen. Probably not, but they might. I want to do some stuff. I've spent most of my life not doing stuff, or maybe just doing one thing, and that's it, like working. Or working. That's what's dominated my life until about 4 years ago, let's say. So how do we remedy that? I'm sorry, I'm looking at pictures here. It's one of these baseball, what's it called? Cosplay? I never know how to pronounce it. And she's a good-looking young lady, and distracted me very much. Got me to 90 seconds though, didn't she? So good for her. I won't have to tell the story about the young distracting lady I was sitting on the bus with today. That's so embarrassing. I'm just way too old for that. Just didn't get those wild oats sown, and now they're still there, and I'm too old now. No, this is when somebody's supposed to jump forward and say, "No, my toe, you're not too old." Yes, I'm sure you are. I'm sure, quite sure you are. Okay, so come to the end of this show. Next week is Shaman Tarot. You want to make sure you come back for that. Thank you for listening to this evening's program, and wish me luck as I go out and venture out for milk, that the ice doesn't start falling before I come back. And be safe wherever you are, and I will talk to you next week. Bye now.